Well, today, the annual Media Day has been held, the release of the media poll, and me choking on a chip. Ryan?
Mike, good timing. Yeah, it's a big day today in the CAA. And we already had Coach Harris Simiak on the air talking about the preseason poll, and now we're going to be joined by Bobby Broyles on the G&M Family Market phone line.
I'm all choked up at the thought of talking to Bobby. Bobby, welcome in.
What's going on, gentlemen? Thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure. A big day today, and it sounds like from everything we've seen and read and heard that you guys put on a heck of a show today.
You know, we try. We really do. But no, it was an exciting day. It's one of my favorite events of the year. You know, nothing's more exciting than football in the air and having our, you know, it's our event is you know, it feels like the unofficial kickoff to another football season with training camps right around the corner, and it's just a exciting day, you know, just for the league. Obviously, the new commissioner, Joe DeAntonio, is kind of, you know, his first, you know, big event as, you know, the new commissioner of the CAA, and we're so excited to have him aboard. And of course, the new coaches in the league, like you guys just mentioned, Joe Simiak, and then we got Mike Houston from JMU. So overall, just an exciting day.
The poll came out today, the preseason poll, always a lot of fun and stimulates a lot of conversation. And boy, those Virginia schools rule. Virginia schools, the top three. And hard to argue with Richmond being the overall number one after what they did last year in the regular season and in the postseason.
Absolutely. It is hard to bet against the Spiders at this point, especially with the amount of starters they're bringing back on both sides of the ball. If you look at them on offense right now, you know, the Brian Brown to Kyle LaLetta connection was just absolutely lethal last year. And Kyle LaLetta, of course, coming in as the CA preseason offensive player, picked as the CA football preseason offensive player of the year, is, you know, had a strong season, really came out of nowhere. If you remember, Michael Strauss was really kind of, you know, a legendary quarterback for the Spiders, leaves, and here comes Kyle LaLetta out of nowhere, has an, you know, just explodes on the scene last year, leads this offense to the semifinals of the FCS playoffs before they fell at North Dakota State. He just, you know, very poised young man. He was here today at Media Day, and you know, you could tell that, you know, he's ready to go. He learned a lot in his first year as a starting quarterback. So that Richmond offense, they're going to have to replace some other positions. You know, Reggie Diggs was a wide receiver on the other side of the ball for Brian Brown. They need to find a number two. And, of course, they're going to have to replace Jacoby Green in the backfield for the Spiders. So, you know, they got some holes to fill in, but, you know, knowing the Spiders and their coaching staff, you know, I'm sure they're up for the task. You know, looking at the other two Virginia teams right now in James Madison and William and Mary, of course, JMU brings in Mike Houston from the Citadel. And, you know, Mike, you know, Coach Houston comes in, you know, kind of riding high last year. You know, they beat South Carolina on the last game of the year and then won a game at Coastal Carolina in the playoffs. So, you know, he's coming in with some pretty, you know, well-known credentials after a great year last year for him down there in Charleston. And then, of course, William and Mary right now, they bring Steve Cluley back, who will be their third-year starting quarterback, has progressed very well every single year. He has a lot of playmakers, and Kendall Anderson in the backfield, who rushed for over 1,400 yards last year and led the CAA, and Devontae Dedman on the outside. And the Tribe always have a solid foundational defense as well. So right now, those three Virginia teams, they got a lot of guys coming back, a lot of offensive power is probably the consistency on all three of those teams. Their offenses look very strong.
Well, and then you look through the rest of the poll, and when you see a team like Villanova at four, New Hampshire with the longest playoff streak of any team in FCS football at number five, it sure looks like it's going to be another year where the CAA has a tremendous amount of depth.
Absolutely. You know, they like to beat each other up, don't they? You know, Villanova, it's going to be a special year for the Wildcats, you've got to believe. You know, I know they got to replace Robertson and Bednarczyk last year. Had to come in early when John Robertson came out at quarterback with that torn ACL. It was a devastating injury, but, you know, Bednarczyk was the rookie offensive player of the year last year for the CAA and had a great year. So we're excited to see what he's going to do in his sophomore year. But it's going to be a special year for Villanova no matter what, because it's, you know, Andy Talley's last year. Of course, he announced that he was going to retire at the end of this season after 32 years with the Villanova Wildcats. And you know, you got to think that's going to be a motivating factor for this team that really loves their coach and will rally around that motivation right there. And then when you look at New Hampshire, of course, striving for the 13th consecutive year to be in the playoffs, the longest active streak in FCS. You know, Sean McDonald, they got some big holes to fill on defense, but they got Casey DeAndre to anchor that defense on that side of the ball. Offensively, they had Sean Goldrich, who was a four-year starting quarterback. They got to find out who's going to be their starting quarterback this year, but they do have some balance in the run game with Dalton Crossman. He was at media day today. He's a dynamic player in the backfield for them as well.
We're talking with Bobby Broyles, assistant commissioner of CAA football, media day today. And boy, the rest of that poll, it's pretty tough when you get a Stony Brook team that may be as physical as anybody in the conference. They're at number eight. I think they're going to surprise a whole lot of people this year. And our Maine Black Bears at number nine, where we thought they would be picked, but always with a good defensive team. And if they can get the offense going, they're going to turn some heads this year as well. And even a team like Elon at number 10, very competitive, won some games last year, and were in just about every game they played.
Yeah, when you look at those three near the bottom of the poll, I mean, it's hard to pick them at the bottom, but it's like, where do you, everybody, I guess, has to be picked somewhere at the end of the day. And, you look at Stony Brook and Maine, I mean, they're kind of clear-cut of, you got the Black Hole defense over at Maine, and Stony Brook last year finished top in the league in a lot of defensive categories, in particular total defense. So you look at those two teams, they're going to bring the defense no matter what. They got, over at Stony Brook, they have to replace Victor Ochi, who, of course, was a dynamic All-American on the defensive line, who's, going into his first NFL training camp with the Baltimore Ravens, actually, where we were at today for Media Day. And, and then you look at Maine. We know Pat Ricard was at Media Day today and talking to him a little bit. He's excited with what's coming back on that side of the football and all the playmakers they have. And like you said, you hit the nail on the head. Is the offensive side for both those teams, I'm not going to say necessarily it's oiled them back, but they need to develop some consistency for Stony Brook and Maine on the offensive side to complement that defense right now. And both those teams have running backs, and Nigel Beckford, of course, for Maine, and then you look at Stony Brook and Stacey Bedell. He was a 1,000-yard running back 2 years ago. Last year, he was hurt about a quarter of the way through the season, and that really hurt that offense for Stony Brook, and they were really struggled to develop consistency after that. Elon is a very intriguing team. They have gotten better every year. Last year was a lot of firsts for them. They won their first conference game as a member of the CAA last year. 2 years ago was their first year in the CAA. They only won one game all year. Last year they won four, so it was a three-game turnaround, and three of those games were on the road. So it's a team that is still on the rise. They got a quarterback that was at Connor Christensen. He was at Media Day today. Last year, he was a freshman starting quarterback. This year, as a sophomore, he put up pretty decent numbers. So, it's going to be interesting to see what these teams that were maybe picked at the bottom of the poll, what they're going to do to challenge the top this year.
Well, of course, the CAA always considered among the top usually one or two conferences in the nation in FCS football. Not only success in the postseason year in and year out, but sending guys onto the pros. You mentioned Victor Ochi, a couple of former Black Bears are out there in camps too this week with Trevor Bates and, of course, Bruce Johnson with the Philadelphia Eagles. And also great exposure for the league too with a terrific TV presence. Can you talk a little bit about the exposure nationally on television for the conference this coming season?
Yeah, I mean, today, when you look at our television package, it was perfect today. Our Media Day live show that ran from 10 to noon today was picked up today on ESPN3 and in the Watch ESPN app, which is very, big for us. And you look at the television package this year with our partners with Comcast SportsNet and the American Sports Network, once again, it should be an exciting year in regards to our, linear television package. But, we're also looking towards the digital side as well. And, a lot of our schools are doing a great job to, really develop on that end and provide the best streams they can possible, which also helps the CA football brand. But we're definitely excited once again this year to be partners with Comcast SportsNet and the American Sports Network as they, continue to do a tremendous job on their end to promote our brand all the way up and down the East Coast and abroad.
Well, and you guys do a great job, too, with the website. There's lots of tremendous content there as well for anybody who loves CAA football.
Absolutely. My assistant, Mike Winley, he does a great job of being able to brand our conference and go out there and tell the stories behind the scenes off the field of what CAA football is all about, what it means to play CAA football, and just some of the intriguing stories that really kind of tells our story and who we are. And we're going to do that again this year. Last year we went to, six terrific institutions, and this year we have a roadmap to go to the other six. and be able to share those, not just on our linear television packages during halftime, but be able to play them on the web as well and use them in a variety of other aspects. And of course, today at Media Day, having all the players there, we have a student-athlete feature getting to know the players around the league so that our fans have a better idea, and all college football fans have a better idea of who our players are, who our brand is, and the message that we're trying to tell people and the stories that we're trying to tell people.
Well, I don't want to rush the summer, but got me pretty excited after today to get this football season rolling soon. Bobby, it's great talking with you as always, and we look forward to catching up throughout the football season.
It's always a pleasure to be on. Thank you so much, guys. Can't wait to get started.